In our ongoing effort to help save you time, we have another in our occasional series of guides to books about the presidential race. The book today is Tour of Duty, John Kerry and the Vietnam War. It's Douglas Brinkley's recent biography of Kerry. The reviewer is Slate's Chris Sullentrop. He offers these helpful Cliff's Notes.
On page 19, Douglas Brinkley writes, quote, "Even when he was an 11-year-old boy, there was a feeling that John Forbes Kerry was touched with destiny." And even on page 19, the reader has a feeling that this is going to be a long slog. As a public service, here are some of the key points.
On Kerry's war heroism.
Flip to page 148 for the first Purple Heart, page 287 for the second Purple Heart, pages 290 to 296 for the Silver Star, and pages 303 to 318 for the Bronze Star and the third Purple Heart.
On Kerry and Kennedy.
Brinkley likes Kennedys. Brinkley likes Kerry. And he wants you to know that they share more than just initials, though he points that out, too. Here's a small sampling of the Kerry-Kennedy comparisons. Page 19. Kerry's father, Richard Kerry, possessed, quote, "a fierce family belief, not unlike that which Joseph Kennedy imposed on his four sons, that the Kerry boys, John and Cameron, could accomplish any feat, no matter how difficult." Page 36 to 37. As a high school senior, Kerry dates Jackie Kennedy's half-sister. He gets to go to the First Lady's childhood summer home, where he meets President Kennedy. Page 51, President Kennedy is assassinated. Kerry weeps and watches TV news. Page 62, Kerry invokes Kennedy several times during a speech to his Yale graduating class, and even Brinkley gets tired of Kerry's Kennedy fetish. But despite the anti-war message of his address, quote, "as a duty-bound Kennedyite, Kerry was now ready to serve his country." Kerry goes to Vietnam. Page 345, a Vietnam Veterans Against the War leader tells Kerry's sister Peggy, "Whoa, man, whoa! Your brother looks like Abe Lincoln and sounds like Jack Kennedy."
On Kerry's long face.
Page 65, Kerry, on seeing himself with a crew cut in the Navy, he says, "God gave me a strange head shape, and baldness just doesn't work." Page 54, Julia Thorne, who became Kerry's first wife, nicknamed him Pterodactyl at Yale, because his long face made him look like a dinosaur. Page 166, Kerry's radio call sign in Vietnam was Rock Jaw.
This is John Kerry on drugs.
Page 407, Brinkley reports that Kerry did not smoke pot while at Yale or in the Navy, but he did after returning to the U.S. and joining the anti-war movement. Kerry noted in a 2003 interview, "I didn't mind getting high. I certainly enjoyed it. But I didn't like the out-of-control component. I like being alert. So I tried it a few times, but I didn't touch it after 1972.
On jealousy.
Page 33 to 34. Nearly everyone in Tour of Duty finds John Kerry to be a charming, likable, thoughtful, and serious young man. The ones that don't are jealous. It was at St. Paul's School, Brinkley writes, that a cult of envy emerged toward Kerry. One that would follow him throughout his entire political career. The sentiment was that anyone who excelled at anything he tried had to be a phony.
Opinion and analysis from Slate's Chris Sullentrop. You'll find a more detailed dissection of Douglas Brinkley's book, Tour of Duty, at slate.com.